Good morning. This is AMRVA for Thursday, April 13th, 2017, from the RVA Sports Network. Braden Lambert with a solo home run and then a bases-clearing double. Four total RBI, backing the work of Jake Stanley on the hill, who throws a complete game, including four strikeouts in the last six batters he faces. And number six Lee Davis wins the 2017 Deep Run Spring Break Baseball Classic Wednesday night, 5-2 over St. Christopher's. The Saints are now 9-6. Other tournament action, the third-place game goes to number two Benedictine, nipping Midlothian 5-4. In the fifth-place game, Grassfield defeats Caroline 13-3, and in a wild opener in the seventh-place game, Deep Run comes back to beat Monacan 11-10. Other action Wednesday, number four Hanover back on the coast, taking on Hickory, who had already defeated number one Mills Godwin earlier in the week, and the Hawks of Hickory are victorious, 9-2 the final. Hanover home tonight against Liberty Christian on our Game of the Week broadcast. More on that in a moment. Number five, Prince George stays unbeaten. They win a pair on the coast on Wednesday, 11-4 over Denby, 16-4 over Hampton. Shout out to Nick Vandelect at the Progress Index for those updates. Follow him on Twitter at Nick Vandel PI. And a defensive struggle in Gloucester. It took until the 10th inning, but Cam Davis gets the RBI, and Atlee beats Gloucester 1-0 the final. The Raiders, a nice 2-0 over spring break. No offense at the diamond for the Squirrels on Wednesday night. They fall to Altoona 4-0 the final. Altoona wins the series 2-1. The Squirrels are 3-4, and their first homestand is over. They go on the road beginning tonight at Reading, where they will be through Saturday. Four games at Bowie early next week. They return to the diamond next Friday, April 21st. Six goals for Saunders Riley. Susie Snee gets 12 draw controls. And Randolph-Macon Women's Lacrosse holds off Shenandoah. Final 20-13 Wednesday night in Ashland. The Yellow Jackets are 5-0 in ODAC play, 8-4 overall. But their big test is still to come. They go to top-ranked Washington and Lee this Saturday at 1. A big day for Hanover graduate Colin DeSessa. The freshman gets two goals and four assists, while Midlothian graduate Miles Muncy gets four goals, and Randolph-Macon defeats Ferrum at Dayfield Wednesday afternoon in men's lacrosse action, 14-5. The Yellow Jackets are now 7-6. Randolph-Macon baseball back in action this afternoon. They host York of Pennsylvania in a makeup game from weather delays from back last month. First pitch at 3:30. Our game of the week, as mentioned earlier, Hanover hosting Liberty Christian. It's a rematch of the 4A state championship, the wild 13-12 Hanover win from last June. Our broadcast begins live tonight at 6 p.m. on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/RBA Sports Network. Our YouTube player will also be embedded at the top of RBASportsNetwork.com, HanoverCountySports.net, and of course, we tweet that throughout our Twitter network. NHL playoffs, they get underway Wednesday night. Winners include the Bruins over Ottawa 2-1, Pittsburgh, the defending champs, open defense, with a 3-1 win over Columbus. The Rangers shut out Montreal in an original six series 2-0. The Capitals get started tomorrow night at home against Toronto. Weather today, a bit cooler than Wednesday, but very nice. Not a cloud in the sky a good part of the day. Highs near 72. Follow our Twitter network all day long for news and breaking sports updates, such as new Division III football rules announced by the NCAA today. We posted that on Hanover Sports. And a new member of the USL television broadcast team is a Clover Hill graduate. Details on that at Chesterfield Sports. We'll talk to you tonight at 6, live on the Game of the Week. This has been AMRVA for Thursday, April 13th, 2017. For the RVA Sports Network, have a great day. I'm Rob Witham.